Radio Prague News.
The Czech news agency has reported that the Czech Foreign Minister Jan Kohout will meet with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Monday. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has written in the New York Times that the future of missile defense in Europe is secure. The Czech Republic will face defending champion Spain in the final of the Davis Cup. The Czech news agency CTK has reported that the Czech Foreign Minister Jan Kohout will meet for talks with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Monday. Mr. Kohout will be in New York ahead of the 64th session of the General Assembly of the United Nations. It is not known what topics will be on the agenda in the meeting with Mrs. Clinton, but there is speculation they could include possible Czech cooperation on U.S. missile defense. On Friday, Mrs. Clinton said that the Czech Republic and Poland were key candidates for the placement of new mobile anti-rocket missiles planned by the U.S., a system which will replace a proposed radar base in the Czech Republic and rocket installation in Poland. The earlier missile defense plans were scrapped by the U.S. this week. In related news, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has written an opinion piece in the Sunday edition of the New York Times in which he calls the future of missile defense in Europe secure. The article outlines a new direction for the U.S. after earlier plans for an advanced radar in the Czech Republic and interceptor rockets in Poland were scrapped by the U.S. this week. In the article, Mr. Gates has contended that the earlier system was suitable but based on earlier technology and threat assessments. In its new plan, the U.S. is hoping to deploy sea-based systems by 2011, followed by ground-based systems later. In his op-ed, the Defense Secretary also responded to critics who said that the U.S. had made a concession to Russia. He claims that Russian opposition to the earlier defense plans played no part in his recommendation to U.S. President Barack Obama. An unknown assailant has held up a bank in Uherský Brod in Moravia for the third time running, the police revealed on Sunday. The latest robbery took place on Friday at noon, with the armed perpetrator making off with tens of thousands of crowns. The man, who is estimated at being between 35 to 40 and is of slim build, was recognized by the teller. The earlier holdups, also at gunpoint, took place in January and March of this year. And in sport, the Czech Republic's tennis players will face defending champion Spain in the final of the Davis Cup. On Saturday, Spain took an unassailable 3-0 lead over Israel, while the Czech Republic won again over Croatia. In the doubles on Saturday at the seaside town of Poreč, players Tomáš Berdych and Radek Štěpánek made swift work of Marin Cilic and Lovro Zovko after having won closely fought singles matches a day earlier. The Czechs have played in just two finals before, winning once in 1980. A quick look at the weather. Cloudy conditions are expected into Monday with some periods of sunshine. Daytime temperatures should reach highs of around 24 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the news.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm your host, Rosie Johnston. Coming up in today's programme, some of your letters and more of your reaction to our new website in this week's mailbox, another look at life in the capital in Letter from Prague, and later the All-Star Refugee Band in a very colourful edition of Magic Carpet. Be sure to stay tuned for all of that, but first here's Mailbox with Pavla Horáková.
Hello and welcome to Mailbox. Thank you very much for your comments on our new website that are still coming in. This is what Bob Boundy from New Zealand writes.
Congratulations on the new website. It is fantastic. It was a surprise as I look at the Radio Prague pages every day and up popped the new website. I am still finding reception very bad, but perhaps it will get better once our daylight saving starts in October, as I really prefer listening to the radio down here. I'm wondering if anyone else down in our area is experiencing the same reception problems as me.
We here at Radio Prague are wondering as well. If you are listening in New Zealand or Australia, please do let us know what reception in your area is like. You can send a regular reception report or click on Confirmation of Reception in the right-hand side column on our homepage and fill in a simple form. Or you can just drop us a couple of lines stating where you listen and what the quality of the signal is. Many thanks in advance. We will really appreciate the information. And staying with shortwave reception, Charles Konesny from Ohio writes,
I promised to get my shortwave receiver out and see if I can tune into your broadcast. I used to use it quite often, and I want to get back to using it again. Also, I took a Google Earth tour of Jeep Mountain from your recent article and found it very interesting.
That sounds like a brilliant idea. As my plan to go on a day trip to the mountain this summer didn't work out, I might try a virtual tour instead. We are always happy to hear from our Canadian listeners who tune into our programs on FM in the middle of the night, among them Sheila Webster.
I really enjoy your radio program, which I often listen to on CBC Radio Overnight here in Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Thomas and Carolyn Atkinson listen to the same broadcasts.
My wife and I are constant listeners to your program on the CBC Overnight broadcast. You've talked frequently about the city of Prague, its beauty and its historical heritage that we've decided to come to see for ourselves. We're leaving on the 2nd of October from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, and arriving in Budapest, Hungary, on the 3rd of October. However, we shall be spending 3 days in the city of Prague at the end of our riverboat cruise. I have to say, we're both very excited and looking forward to it. Upon our return to Canada, we'll let you know how we made out.
Please do. We'll be interested to know whether Prague has lived up to your expectations. Barry van de Vende from Phoenix, Arizona, commented on the release of Václav Klaus's new book targeting environmentalists and politicians with regard to climate change.
Popular opinion is often exactly wrong on key subjects. The term denier and the discussion regarding supposed majority opinion certainly tries to create the impression that Mr. Klaus's thesis is somehow ridiculous. I'm sure that, in fact, his presentation highlights that human activity accounts for less than half of greenhouse gas emissions, and that of what is attributed to human activity, most of it including emissions from China, the largest greenhouse gas emitter as well as the world's most reckless polluter, is not going to be influenced by world opinion. Moreover, those who are employed in promoting the popular opinion, and in particular the scientists studying the topic, are specifically financed and employed by entities that will benefit by the acceptance of their thesis.
Thank you for all your comments and opinions, and please keep them coming. Before we get to our monthly quiz question, we have a message for Mr. George Scott from England, who wrote into Radio Prague earlier this year to comment on an article on the Czech World War II paratroopers. Frank Muzica, also from England, would like to get in touch with Mr. Scott.
As the son of a Czech Spitfire pilot in World War II for the RAF, now buried in the Brookwood Cemetery, of which George speaks, I'm extremely keen to get in touch with him. Thank you so much for your help.
If Mr. George Scott is listening to this program or reading this article and would like to contact Mr. Muzica, please drop us a line to english@radio.cz and we will put you through. Now quickly, our monthly quiz question. This time we'd like you to tell us the name of the woman who was born in Prague in 1896 and together with two other colleagues won the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 1947. Please send us your answers by the end of September. The address is Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, or english@radio.cz. Until next week, happy listening.
Pavla Horáková with this week's selection of listeners' letters. Now, as ever on a Sunday, it's time for Letter from Prague, which this week is brought to you by Jan Vellinger.
Every year, the Czechs' top summer destination is the beautiful sun-drenched coast of Croatia, with Czechs traveling from Istria in the north to further south to towns like Zadar, Trogir, Split, and Dubrovnik. It's no surprise, really. The country is relatively close, has a wonderful sea, beautiful medieval as well as older Roman and Byzantine architecture. In short, it's a fantastic place to go. The last time I visited, I traveled by bus and boat. This year, my return visit was different. My first time by car with my wife, and our first vacation with our 1-year-old boy. Back in the cool days of March, when we planned our visit, France warned us off going by car, saying it would be too tough on the toddler. But in the end, our boy was great. Sure, we had to stop over at times on the 1,000-kilometer drive to Istria, but finally, without too much trouble, we made it to our destination, a village near a famous nature reserve known as Kamenyak, with a jagged coast right on the sea. It was marvelous. The thing I love about Croatia, apart from the sun, is the smell of the pine forests, and this time I could share walks with my wife and child. For the first time, he heard the endless zee-zeeing of crickets, watched lizards scamper across walls and rocks, and watched waves and boats on the sea. Naturally, over 14 days, the kid got used to the beach, one tiny cove where there was dark sand and not the rock typical of Croatia's coast, perfect for a toddler. Older children hunted for tiny crabs and crayfish with nets while sailboats rocked and powerful yachts moored in the distance. Our boy, he got used to running through cobbled streets of ancient towns when we visited on day trips. He got used to peering into open restaurant kitchens where chefs sautéed vegetables or fried squid. He even developed a taste for seafood by the time we headed back, all at the tender age of 1 and 1 month. Along the way, he also became something of a car addict. No day was complete without us allowing him behind the wheel of the parked car to play for half an hour with the steering wheel and various knobs and dials on the dashboard. Cars, or brrms as he calls them, became a major obsession before we headed back. Speaking of which, departure from Croatia was agonizing, as always. Just one more day, we wished, but eventually it couldn't be put off. It was time to head back. As it was the first week into September, we hoped we would return to find an Indian summer in the Czech Republic, often still warm and pleasant at this time of the year. This year, we couldn't be more wrong. It was just 14 degrees or so when we crossed the border near Znojmo, and we shivered until we unpacked warmer things from the trunk. The trip back, the kids slept through it all. One quick stop in Slovenia was really our last taste of summer, where we had a rich fish and shrimp broth at a local pub. It was good. Now, the vacation is over. Memories and photographs. At least the kid still has a mild tan, although we used a lot of powerful sunscreen. But it's just enough to show where we went and spent 14 days. A perfect place, not too far away, by the sea.
Jan Wellinger there. You're listening to Radio Prague, broadcasting from the heart of the Czech capital in the heart of Europe. Now, it's time for this month's edition of Magic Carpet, which is by Petr Doruška.
Hello and welcome to Magic Carpet, bringing you music from the Czech Republic. Like most European countries, the Czech Republic takes in refugees from all around the globe, and more often than not, these refugees make interesting music. But it's not that often that these musicians would convert their immigrant status into their stage image. Here comes the all-star refugee band from Prague.
Yeah.
All-Star Refugee Band started in Prague in a theatre project, Dancing Across the Fence. The performers were partly professional artists, partly refugees, and at the outset, the theatre director invited an American clarinetist and band leader Michael Romanishin to create a band that would reflect the multicultural diversity of the refugee community. Later, the band started to perform independently, and a few months ago they released their debut album. Their repertoire ranges from typical immigrant themes like homesickness or refugee harassment to provocative versions of well-known Czech songs, including the national anthem. Here is a touching patriotic poem about the beauty of the Czech landscape in a somehow subversive interpretation by All-Star Refugee Band.
Však zpívat o nich nedovedu. Skřili tankihy nad hlavami, jak vletě modrý drahokami. I mala zavrat při pohledu, zpívat však o nich nedovedu. Žáli vidí jim na obzoru, oprostr žec kraja nízko horu. Na nebe mrače hek bylo skvoci, a přestane srdce chvíli kloci. Přestane srdce chvíli kloci. Přestane srdce chvíli kloci. A koně tu pomaštali, v panacích jsou všude snopy, a svatý Jiří sveda kopí, aby je vrazil ve krštandračí, a motiv z těcha povodlačí.
The range of countries and languages represented in the band is very colorful indeed. Chinese, Kurdish, Armenian, Slovakian, Swiss, American. Sometimes a very unlikely combination of languages and styles occurs, like the fusion of Chinese with klezmer dance music.
Thank you.
The All-Star Refugee Band debut album is called Spas. Although the word has several Czech meanings, in this case it originates in the Kurdish language and means thank you. In his home country, the Kurdish singer Miran Kasem and frontman of the band was prohibited from using it on stage. But on his Czech concerts, he shouts this word with a gusto after each song. And the final song is a dialogue between him and the Chinese singer Jing Lu. Thanks for listening to this edition of Magic Carpet, which came to you on Radio Prague and was presented by Petr Doruška.
雪霁天晴朗，腊梅处处香，齐雷把桥过，铃儿响叮当，响叮当，响叮当，响叮当。好花栽在瓶中央，伴我书生青云，共度好时光。
That edition of Magic Carpet was by Petr Doruška, and it's all we've got time for today here on Radio Prague. Just before I go, though, let me remind you that, as ever, you can write to us with any comments about anything you've heard in today's show. The address for emails is english@radio.cz, and if you want to send us a letter, then do so to Vinohradská 12 12099, Prague to the Czech Republic. And of course, log on to our new website to see all of our reports in today's show and an archive of all of our previous stories. That's all at www.radio.cz. But for me, Rosie Johnston, for now, and the rest of the team here in Prague, it's thanks for listening and naschledanou.
Český, to vše se od nás, tedy od mě, naučila. Tvrdé a měkké pí. Befeleme, pese veze, befeleme, pese veze, žena nuše pí.
řeknu nám pro radost, to vše se od nás naučilo.